This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Brothers and sisters, it's actually not the 8 verses 20 units of Salat Taraweeh that I wish to shed light upon here, but a topic that is altogether different. For now, I just want you to think about one narration, the statement of our mother Aisha describing the salah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ramadan. She said, "Ma kana yazidu fi Ramadan wa la fi ghayrihi ala 11 rak'ah." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never prayed more than 11 units of salah, whether during Ramadan or outside of Ramadan. Listen to what she then says. يصلي أربع ركعات فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن. He would first perform 4 units, but don't ask about their beauty and length. ثم يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن. Then he would perform another 4 units, but don't ask about their beauty and their length. ثم يصلي ثلاثة. Then he would pray his witr 3 units of salah. In other reports, it was narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would in fact pray 13 units of prayer, the 11 units as we just heard being described, and then an additional 2 light units that he would introduce his night prayer with. This was the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the night prayer. Why do I mention this? Is it to prefer one opinion over another? Not for the sake of this recording. See, many mosques, many gatherings where Salatul Taraweeh happens have chosen the 8 units that are concluded with 3 units of witr, and they say that this is in line with the prophetic way. But hold on a minute. Is it really in accordance to the prophetic way? They say we're doing this because this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and according to the hadith of Aisha. But see, my dear brother, my sister, is it just about imitating the number of units he prayed? Or does it also include imitating the quality of those units as well? We leave our home for the night prayer, and then you return an hour or so later, and your wife is like, "Mashallah, like you guys have finished already?" And you say, "Yes, Alhamdulillah. Today, this evening, we applied the sunnah of praying 11 units, just like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Isn't the sunnah so beautiful?" You say, call it beautiful if you wish, in fact. But you know what? Don't call it the sunnah. Because the prophetic way of the night prayer is not just a number. It's a description as well. She said, don't ask about the length of those 4 and their beauty. How long is our salah? Hudhayfa once prayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I joined the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one evening during his night prayer. Listen. And he started reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. Chapter 2 of the Qur'an, the longest chapter of the Qur'an. Hudhayfa said, you know, I thought to myself, he would go into bowing at the end of 100 verses. But he continued reciting. So I thought perhaps he would bow after he finished reciting the whole surah. He continued reciting. So I thought to myself, okay, surely he would bow upon completing it. He then recited Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, till he finished it. Then he recited Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, the narration says, till he finished it. Hudhayfa, may Allah be pleased with him, said he would recite leisurely. And whenever he recited an ayah which mentioned tasbih, the glorification of Allah, he would pause and say, Subhanallah, exalted be Allah. And whenever he recited an ayah that included a request, a dua, he would pause and he would ask from Allah. And whenever he came across an ayah which speaks about seeking refuge, protection in Allah, he would pause and he would ask for refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. So how long was that one unit of prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Hudhayfa? Hours at least. Hours. Similarly, the companion's night prayer was so long that by the end of the prayer, they would be what? They would be leaning on sticks. During the reign of Umar ibn al-Khattab, 2 companions, Tamim ibn Aws al-Dari and Ubay ibn Ka'b, they would lead the Muslims for 11 units of prayer. However, people struggled to keep up with this. And so it was decided that the amount of recitation would be reduced a little bit. But they compensated by increasing the number of the units of prayer from 11 to what? From 11 to 20. Again, as time proceeded, people struggled to keep up with this as well. So the number of units was then increased to 39 units. Nafi', who was of course based in the city of Medina, the servant of Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, لم أدرك الناس إلا وهم يصلون تسعا وثلاثين ويوترون منها بثلاث. He said, my only experience, i.e. in Medina, with people was that they were performing 39 units, which included 3 units as a witr concluding salah. So this was the way of the people of Medina a few years after the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mention this so that you don't get so confused when you hear the number 39. Where did it come from? In fact, when the governor of Medina contacted Imam Malik for the purpose of reducing the number of units of the night prayer, 39 units, reduce it, Imam Malik prohibited him from doing so. Imam Malik, he said, هَذَا مَا أَدْرَكْتُ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهِ. This is what I have found that people are doing. Yes, and وَهَذَا الْأَمْرُ الْقَدِيمُ. And this is the old way of the people. This is the old way of people. And I want you to bear something in mind. If Imam Malik himself is saying that this is the old way, although he himself is a very early Muslim, he was born in year 93 after the Hijrah, he himself is a very early Muslim, then it shows that this 39 units is a very early tradition. And undoubtedly, the best form of night prayer is that which the Prophet ﷺ performed with respect to how many he performed, which is 11, and how he performed them. Don't ask about their beauty and length. But for those, of course, who cannot do this, and alhamdulillah, yani, there is maneuverability in the matter, there is flexibility, this is not the issue. The point of this message is one thing. It's not about arguing a case for a particular number of units for the night prayer. No. The purpose is to establish one key message. Don't complain of the duration of your imam's prayer in Ramadan. And remember the example that was set by those who came before you.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.